What's up, everyone? I'm Elijah M. Cooper.
And I'm Corinne Messiah.
You know us as Harry and May Grant on 911.
Yeah, brother and sister on screen, and now we're teaming up off screen.
This season, we're making our way back as series regulars, and we wanted to do something special for the fans who have been riding with 911 since day one, and for those who are just finding us now.
Because, honestly, 911 has one of the most passionate, loyal fan bases out there, and you all love getting to see what happens behind the chaos. How these stories, stunts, and emotions really come together.
So we thought, why not start a real conversation, one that happens after the sirens quiet down?
This is The Aftermath, a post-show conversation, where we break down the biggest moments from each episode and dig into what it all means, both on screen and behind it. Basically, if you've ever watched an episode and thought, I want to talk to someone about this is where we're going to do it.
So welcome to The Aftermath, a post-show conversation. All right, so before we dive into everything, I think we just got to take a breath for a second.
Yes.
It's been wild. A wild three episodes.
We have been navigating things from heartbreak to outer space in the span of three episodes.
I actually think that we have some bullet points here to go through.
This is kind of for the people that aren't familiar with the nature of 911. If you haven't watched, these are some bullet points to just kind of get you up to speed and so that you can then after this go and watch the first three episodes of season 9.
Exactly.
But yeah, you want to start it off?
Yeah, so we start season 9 off with Bobby being gone.
Mm-hmm.
They end up dedicating the firehouse to him, making it the Robert Wade Nash Memorial Station. And Chimney actually takes over as interim captain, which is scary for him
because
they're big shoes to fill. And also there's a bit of survivor's guilt kind of baked in there.
Yeah.
As all of this is happening, Hin ends up joining a billionaire space mission.
Because she saved him after he was swallowed or eaten by a whale.
Yeah, Mr. Tripphauser.
Very true 911 fashion.
And Athena.
Yeah, and then she invites Athena, our mom, to be her plus one, basically.
Yeah, but while they're up there, chaos hits. We have a space disaster.
A geomagnetic storm, to be
exact. Geomagnetic storm. I hadn't really, like, thought that this was a thing that could occur, like how it is occurring in the episode right now. But I was surprised. And then there's a fire that occurs aboard the ship.
Naturally.
While all this is happening, we go back down to Earth and we see the 118.
Yeah, because there's fallout from this geomagnetic storm that is basically trashing LA.
Yeah, and blowing up everything.
Yeah, so the 118 is basically chasing these emergencies, trying to save people in episode 3 because of this space fallout from the geomagnetic storm that our mother is caught in while we're also dealing with the fallout of comets, meteors, what are those?
Yeah, the debris, the space debris. Now, Hin and Athena and all the rest of the people are actually, they end up being trapped in the space capsule. And they get to the International Space Station, but in episode 3.
Another cliffhanger, naturally. The ISS, the International Space Station, is in the center, I think, of the debris field of the geomagnetic storm. And so that's where we are kind of at now.
Crazy chain of events that occur. I mean, what's your take on it? Because, like, when we were doing press and everything, it was hard to, like,
in the beginning,
say, exactly what was going on. We were just giving out a bunch of points, like, out of this world.
It's gonna be
or,
out of this world.
Yeah, like, swallowed by a whale. Or, you know, like, I feel like now we've been able to kind of make things make sense.
Yeah,
it's all coming together.
Yeah.
But, like, what's been your thoughts about this?
Well, I think it was hard, and I think everyone was so nervous, especially leading up to this season, to do press, because it's like, I feel like they were especially strict this year to not spoil anything. So that's why I really like this, because now we can actually
talk about it. And I think, too, like, now we're able to talk about a lot of the cool things that are going on, I think, especially in, you know, us having our little hero moments, right? Like, in this episode, that aired tonight.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a really nice episode for both of us. It was a great episode. For both of us, especially.
Hey, shouts out to Brad. Shouts out to Brad.
That's awesome. Brad, dope director, Tim, all of them.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Like, they've done an amazing job of just pulling all of this together.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have the moment where you braid the lady's hair. I mean, you can take it away.
Yeah. I mean, I was reading that initially and I was like, it reminded me of the tsunami episode where I saved a woman's life in season 3, and I was like 14 at the time and now I'm 22. Mm-hmm. And it was just a really cool full circle moment. And yeah, I was reading the script and I'm like, oh my gosh, I see like little Corinne, little May doing this. Yeah. And I was just like, I'm going to give this my all. Yeah. Basically. But no, I just thought it was super genius how they went about it, the story. Yeah. And I loved how it showed May, and I feel like it was kind of her natural, not habitat, but like her natural form of wanting to take care of people and to kind of save the day and just kind of, you know, hold things together while everything else is falling apart, right, outside of the firehouse.
Which, for context, you guys are in the firehouse.
Yeah.
You, Denny, and Mara.
Yeah.
You're taking care of the kids, and this lady walks in. I'm basically
babysitting the kids while everyone's, you know, out firefighting. Their mom is also in space. Yeah. And, yeah, so it was kind of the safe house, in a sense. So then this woman walks in. And she needs help because all of the hospitals are full because of the space debris fallout that's been injuring people. And so it was cool to kind of jump into an emergency.
Yeah.
Because I don't get that opportunity a lot this show. And so it's been really cool to just kind of be like, yeah, I saved someone too.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. But you, I mean, seeing you navigate your grief and your anger within your grief. And it was so nice to see how vulnerable you got with Cal, especially because he was kind of going through something very similar to you, and you kind of had to knock some sense into him.
Exactly. Like,
hey, I've got someone that I care about that could potentially not return to.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. 100%. I mean, I think we've seen this really cool kind of situation for Harry where he's now in the thick of it all, being out on this ride along with the 118, mm-hmm. as he is, you know, like he has this moment where he tells Buck where he's like, I don't want to, you know, go to another funeral. I don't want all this like craziness that's been happening in my life to happen to me again.
I want some stability. Come on.
Exactly. Yeah. But then it's also like, hey man, you can't be here scaring the kids like this. So go ahead and get on the truck.
Mm-hmm. Let's, come with me.
Let's come out here. Exactly. Yeah. But I think doing that really grounds Harry. It allows him to see that there's also more going on outside of himself and his situation. And there is power and really validity in what these people are doing in sacrificing their own lives, mm-hmm. right? Like he has a physical manifestation now of, wow, I understand that I don't like people taking risk around me, but these people taking risk are actually saving the world, mm-hmm. literally, like saving good. So many people's lives. Exactly. Like,
what would we do without them, genuinely?
Right.
Without people taking risks and risking their lives.
Right.
It was almost like you were able to see yourself from a bird's eye view.
Exactly. Exactly. 100%.
Yeah.
And I think that this is like really speaking to the deep emotional journey that, you know, not only we are facing as characters, but everybody is having to deal with their own types of grief throughout this entire process. You know, we're down on Earth dealing with it, but even, you know, our mom is up in space. And
dare I say, her being in space grounds her, even though there's no ground in sight.
Yeah.
But it really shows these emergencies what truly matters.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people love about 911, because it's so truthful.
Yeah.
And it's so vulnerable, and it shows these really strong characters in really weak moments.
Actually, that kind of moves me into, I wanted to ask you a question, Corinne, about how you're approaching playing May, right? I think May, she is also in her own space of grief, but she right now is very much so in a role of being the big sister, mm-hmm. to Harry, who is kind of negatively taking out his emotions in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And even when he gets taken away from the picture, now you have to deal with stepping up and kind of being a little bit of a guardian figure for Denny and Mara.
Yeah.
What do you feel like these scenes and these moments have kind of brought out of May? What do you think that shows about who she is, and why do you think that she's been crafted this way?
I think May is the only stable thing that Harry has. Mm. And so the way in which I try to approach our scenes together, whether it's just you and I or with Angela or with the 118, is I want to be that pillar for you that is stable, that is constant. And so I think we haven't necessarily been able to see May grieve, but I think her way of being there for her family is to be the strong one.
Right.
So of course she's going to stay back and watch Denny and Mara. She wants to make sure that they're okay and that they have someone there to, you know, to tell them that it's going to be okay. Mom's going to come back.
Yeah.
And same for you, you know, same for Harry. I think when it comes to like fight or flight, May is very, you know, fight, you know, just, So I do think she is someone that feels like she has to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it helps Athena and Harry because I kind of mediate a lot of your guys' things, You know. But yeah, I just want to be the person in the family that everyone can go to, because my mom, Athena's been that for me too In past seasons, and you have too in past seasons. And yeah, I think she's still finding her purpose, obviously, but I think May works so well in that under pressure, helping people, saving people environment, just like, you know, the 118 or her mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you.
And I think May, very much so, just echoing everything you said, is like stepping up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's taking care of things, and she has had the spirit since, you said, like at 14 years old.
Yeah.
Going and saving people and being a person that people can depend on. Exactly. Yeah. As you said, like the pillar, which is a very older sister thing to say, oh, I'm the only constant in his life, so I got to step up.
Yeah.
But like, it's the truth, though. Yeah. It really is a truth.
Yeah. And yeah, to kind of piggyback off of that, over these three episodes, I want to kind of dive into Harry's arc.
Okay.
So we've already kind of touched on you navigating your grief of, you know, losing Bobby, and how it's kind of made you angry.
Mm-hmm.
How did you emotionally, mentally prepare for that going into this season? Did you have to pull from certain things in your own life, or I just want to hear a bit of your process.
Yeah, I mean, I think grief is a really tough thing to deal with for anybody.
Yeah, and it's such a taboo thing.
Exactly. It's
people
really
don't like talking about it.
People don't like talking about it at all, which makes plenty of sense because a lot of people take a lot of different approaches. I mean, we're literally seeing this with, you know, how Athena approaches it, which is, I'm going to pack a lot of things into my life.
I'm going to distract myself.
Exactly.
Yeah, sweep it under the rug.
Versus we have Harry that is like, I'm taking it head on. A lot of, you know, honestly, arguably in some negative ways, of course, but like he's
17. He's 18.
He's 18. He also has this like young perspective on things. And I'm 19, right?
Yeah.
So like I'm in lockstep with him. I understand where he's coming from. And I think that, you know, sometimes in my own personal life, you know, when it came to dealing with loss, I didn't know how to fully function in that environment. I didn't know how to take it. I didn't know how to relate to others through it. I didn't know how to do that. And so I very much so have poured a lot of myself into Harry.
Mm-hmm.
I poured a lot of my, you know, what I've learned,
mm-hmm.
But also like what I've gone through into him. And I think that it's creating a authentic performance. And I think it's kind of freeing too.
100%.
I think that's what acting is about, right?
Yeah.
Like acting is, yes, it's acting out what the words are on the page, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's like,
it's so much more than that.
These are, I think what I like to say is like, even if you're in an alien fairy tale spaceland, right? that is still their world.
It's true.
That
it's
is truth. Exactly. That is their truth, right? Yeah. And so in that, it's like, okay, we are in the world of 911 right now. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a character, but it is a person.
This is real life.
You know what I'm saying?
Harry.
Exactly. Yeah. And so very much so, I wanted to pour myself and you know, my own struggles, my own downfalls into this character. So yeah, I think it's been really rewarding being able to be in this tough space, because I think a lot of people are going to see themselves
resonate with it
100%.
Yeah,
see themselves in Harry, see themselves in Athena, see themselves in May, see themselves in everybody that is taking all of these different approaches to grief.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the show has just done a really, really, really good job of pulling it all together.
I agree,
and I think that the fans also are thinking that.
Yeah.
We have...
Which...
Yeah, we have...
Leads us into our next tidbits. Segment, which is fan commentary.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm chronically online. Yes, I see your tweets. Not all of them, but...
Which, can I just say,
a
too...
A good amount.
It's not me, okay? It's not me with the tweets and everything. It is 100% her.
And I think people... After they saw his interview, people are like mimicking me, saying like, if you're Corinne, reply under this post. And
yeah.
Someone will reply, and I'm like, that is not me. So don't believe any of that. You will never find my X account, whatever.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, like it's a burner. Like, don't even worry about it. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, we are oomps. I saw that too. Anyway.
What is that? What does that mean?
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. So I think we should get into this. Here we go.
Okay, so we have...
We have some of our favorite tweets from the past three weeks that I found on X.
Yeah, so first is from Brianna. This one's actually really, really true, really sweet. It says, sometimes a near-death experience can bring you closer together. That is definitely the truth. That is what has echoed through this...
The entirety of these.
Yeah, series.
It's just very emblematic of 9/11.
100%.
And I think that's just so beautifully put.
Yeah,
because you see that basically in every episode.
Yeah, and I think in these three episodes, like literally the near death experiences that are occurring in space and on Earth, like everybody is.
Yeah.
We're building this family.
Yeah. Next, Hunter said their dynamic is genuinely so freaking funny. Corinne and Elijah are taking it this season. I just love hearing stuff like that.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, Corinne getting on me in the show is also. Reminiscent of real life.
No, people actually make fun of us that we
act
like brother and sister.
100%. We do.
We do. And it's so funny. Like,
which, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's the homie. That's twin.
You know what I'm saying? But, oh my goodness.
Okay.
It definitely funnels into the screen.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right. Next one we have is from Layla. Layla says, May showing up to Harry's work just for free coffee. And to piss him off over family drama, siblings of all time.
Couldn't agree more.
Seriously. like, why are you showing up to my work like that?
That is something an older sister does, is it not?
Yeah. But I feel like also Harry was able to vent.
Oh, it was great.
You know?
She knew that he needed to vent. That's the thing. Yeah. She didn't do it just for free coffee. I think that's so funny, though. But she knew he needed someone to talk to. And he probably left home pissed, going to work. And she's like, you know what? Let me go see him so we can, you know, let off some steam.
And Harry says some things that were kind of like, whoa.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I screenshotted them, but the reactions to what you said, the people's reaction on Twitter to what he said about wouldn't be the first time her husband died, I was crying laughing because they'll do memes.
Yo, Corinne,
so funny.
I was so nervous.
No, I know, but...
I was so nervous.
People, you're an 18-year-old boy. People were like, yeah, he's pissed.
Yeah, I was really, I appreciated the support of it being like, yeah, like he's in a space of grief.
He's in like, yeah, his mom's going to space and his dad just died. Like,
yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Anyways.
Okay. And then the last one is from your father figure. They said bringing these two back as mains was one of the best decisions they've made so far this season.
Mm.
And I just want to say thank you for thinking that.
Yeah, I mean, not to toot our own horn, but
it's been so fun.
It's been really fun.
It's been really fun.
And I think it really has been a great decision for the show. I think that things have worked out well, people are getting excited. It's bringing a new perspective to things.
A new perspective, maybe a younger audience to it, because we are a bit younger than like the main 118. And also just family in general. It's just a really cool family dynamic to watch unfold on your screen every Thursday. Yeah. So
listen, if you guys do have any questions that you want us to answer, definitely drop them down in the comments below. We'll be answering them in future episodes.
Yes.
But also, if you have any questions, maybe post episode or anything, you can use the hashtag #TheAftermath.
On X.
Yeah. On X. And we'll definitely be looking. Corinne will be on her burner account looking through.
I will 100%. And I feel like I'm just so excited to now just hopefully, you know, just put everything to hashtag the aftermath.
Exactly.
Just everything. But yeah, thank you guys for joining this conversation. We hope you enjoyed our first episode. We will be releasing these on Fridays at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yes, indeed.
After the Thursday night episode at 8/7 Central.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited to continue to use the aftermath to connect to our audience. Of course, existing 911 fans and all of the hopefully new people that will want to kind of join the viewer club.
Yeah, this is a huge fan base, but a very welcoming fan base. And we're just really excited to connect with you guys. So thank you.
Y'all have a good one.